Good morning. We are continuing the minhagim of this time of year coming into Rosh Hashanah. And today we have a very interesting one. The Sefer Skulat Yisrael says that he heard from a number of trustworthy sources that they heard directly from the Gaon Mizitichov, who would tell people each individual should buy a new knife on Erev Rosh Hashanah, coming into Rosh Hashanah. You should have a sharp knife. You should sharpen that knife, make sure it's a good knife without any blemishes. And this is a skula for Parnassa for the entire year. And the Sefer Skulat Yisrael explains the complicated connection between a knife, having an unblemished knife, and the skula for Parnassa. So it goes like this. The Tikkunei HaZohar say as follows, that Sakin Pagum Da Samael, when you have a knife that is blemished, that is Samael, the evil angel. Samael is spelled Samech Mem Aleph Lamed. Samech Mem Aleph Lamed. And the Zohar HaKodesh says that it's actually the Mem of Samael that is the evil. So what we want to do accordingly is to remove the Mem from Samael. So he continues as follows, V'imkein Sakin HaPagum. Accordingly, when you have a knife that has a blemish, that's the evil in that knife, that haramuzla samael, and that's a remiss to samael because it's blemished. The real problematic blemish is represented in the word samael, the mem of samael. Accordingly, kishemisirim imena apigimot, if we remove the blemishes from that knife, az misirin means samael haos mem, we are left with the mem in Samael removed. In other words, we are removing the begimos. If we sharpen a knife that had blemishes and we sharpen that knife to leave it blemish free, we are going from Samael, the mem in Samael, and removing that mem. Accordingly, we're left with Samech Aleph Lamed. That's Samael without the mem. Samech Aleph Lamed. And that is the same gematria as Pei Aleph Yud. What is Pei Aleph Yud? So Pei Aleph Yud is actually representative of the Rosh Tevos, the first letters of and the last letters of something. So it goes like the Samech Aleph Lamed is the same gematria as Pei Aleph Yud, and the Rosh Tevos Pei Aleph Yud are Paseach Es Yadecha. HaShkadosh Baruch Hu opens his hands and gives us Parnassa. So accordingly, when we get rid, just to go over this because it's fairly complicated, when we get rid of the Mem in Samael, we're left with Sa'el, Samech Aleph Lamed, is the same gematria of Pei Aleph Yud, which represents the Rosh Tevos of Poseach Es Yadecha, and the Sofei Tevos, the last letters of Chatach. So when we have Poseach Es Yadecha, the last letters represent Chet, that's the end of Poteach, Es is a Sof at the end, and Yadecha Chaf is Chatach, to cut, which is the name for Parnassa, and that's the same as the Pasuk Chotech Chaim L'Kol Chai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally cuts life for each and individual. He gives everyone Parnassa. Accordingly, just to recap, because it's complicated, we go from Samael, when we remove the blemish in the knife, we remove the mem, and we're left with Samech Aleph Lamed. Samech Aleph Lamed is the same as the gematria of Pi, Pei Aleph Yud, which the Rosh Tevos are Poseach Es Yadecha, and the Sofei Tevos are Chatach, which is Parnassa, because of the Pasuk Chotech Chayim L'Kel Chai. And accordingly, the Sefer Zichron Tov says as follows, the Sefer Zichron Tov says, in the name of the Gaon Milublin, that the Gaon Milublin would actually give out knives to people on Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, we're talking about unblemished knives to people who he was close with, as a skula to Parnassa. And the Sefer Maase Yechiel says, similarly, he has a Kabbalah from the Gaon Milublin, that on Rosh Hashanah, we should have in our knife, in our pocket, a very sharp knife. He says, Sakin Chad V'Chalak. Not only should it be sharp, but it should be not a serrated knife. It should be a flat edge, a flat blade, because of all this, because we should have an unblemished knife coming into Rosh Hashanah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides on our Parnassa. So accordingly, it's if we're seeing from this that if you have a knife and it's blemished, take out the blemishes, but ideally buy a new unblemished knife as a skula accordingly for a parnasa for the coming year. Have a wonderful day.